You're listening to How I Grow with the Seed Collection, and today we'll be talking about how to grow garlic from a clove. This episode will be a wealth of knowledge for anyone looking to grow garlic this year. We'll touch on sowing, plant care, harvesting, drying, and storing, as well as some garlic trivia and maybe even a recipe or two. Garlic is used in cuisines worldwide, from providing a mild flavour boost through to the full power of raw crushed garlic. This wonderful plant lends its character and interest to so many dishes. But if you restrict yourself to the usual bulbs found in shops, you could be missing out on a range of flavours that are all worth exploring. Growing your own garlic lets you try out the many types available, each with their own particular qualities. What's more, you'll know that the crop is local and free of chemicals. Growing garlic in a home garden is relatively easy. You don't need much space or effort to produce delicious bulbs, just a little time. Garlic needs to spend a winter in the ground and can take 9 months or more to produce a harvest. But when you do harvest the bulbs, your patience will be fully rewarded. Here's what you need to know to get going. All varieties of garlic belong to the species Allium sativum and part of the broader Allium family, including onions, shallots, leeks, and chives. And within these species, there's a wide range of cultivars available, with varying flavours, clove sizes, maturing times, and even storage qualities. It's important to choose a variety that's suitable to your climate. It's also worth growing several different kinds during a season to provide a variety of tastes and a harvest that's spread over a few months too. Although it's often possible to grow a new plant from a bulb bought in a supermarket, in many cases, the veggie will have been chemically treated to delay sprouting on the shelf, and this will make its growth unreliable. It's better to buy a bulb of seed garlic specifically sold for home growing, and in doing this, you'll also know which variety you have. Seed garlic bulbs are generally larger than ones produced for consumption, the larger the clove size, resulting in better plants. So when should you plant your garlic? Well, garlic requires a period of overwintering to produce its bulbs, and depending on the variety, it should be planted between February and July. As the days grow shorter, the plant will sprout green foliage above ground, with some varieties also producing a central flower stalk, known as a scape. But as the season turns and the days lengthen again, the plant's energy will shift into bulb development, with most varieties being harvested sometime in spring or early summer. So before planting your garlic, it's important to know that garlic prefers a position in full sun with very well-draining, slightly acidic soil. Digging in plenty of organic matter a few weeks before planting will help with both of these soil factors. If there's any doubt about drainage, mounding the soil up into rows will help. And in the heaviest of soils that are prone to waterlogging, making raised beds and cultivating the soil well could be the solution to stop the cloves rotting in the ground. Also, be sure to clear the area of any weeds prior to planting your garlic. Now that you're ready to plant, make small 3 centimetre deep holes in the soil. It's best to space these out 10 to 15 centimetres apart and with 20 centimetres at least between rows. Break a whole bulb of your chosen garlic variety into individual cloves and plant each one into its own hole with the thick end at the bottom. It's best to save the really tiny cloves for use in the kitchen. Then you can smooth over the soil and water them in well to ensure the cloves are fully covered. For less regimented growing, you can also plant individual cloves among other plants where the garlic's aroma will help repel some common pests. Garlic makes a great companion plant for brassicas, which is broccoli, cauliflower and the like, tomatoes and even roses. However, try to avoid growing too close to peas, beans and other legumes, as garlic can often inhibit their growth. Garlic is a forgiving plant to grow and needs only basic attention over the course of its life. One important point is to use a mulch to suppress weeds, retain moisture in the soil and also give some protection against any extremes of winter temperature. Use an open mulch, such as sugarcane or pea straw, and spread it in a layer between 5 and 10 centimetres deep. This can be done immediately after planting the bulbs, as the shoots will push through, so long as the mulch isn't too tightly packed. Garlic does not require heavy feeding. About 6 weeks after the first leaves emerge, Fertilise lightly every month using either a top dressing of blood and bone that can be watered in or a liquid fertiliser that's rich in nitrogen. Stop feeding the plants in late winter to encourage bulb growth rather than foliage growth. Watering the soil deeply and regularly will encourage strong and deep root development. Avoid watering the foliage or splashing it heavily, as this can increase the risk of fungal diseases. And lastly, if you're growing a hardneck variety such as Creole, Rocambole or Purple Stripe, the plants will produce flower stems or scapes as they grow. Removing these will help to increase the bulb size. You may like to leave a few of the plants intact to watch the scapes develop and to enjoy the miniature cloves or bulbous that it will produce at harvest time. The scapes are edible and are a seasonal specialty in European cuisines. Now moving on to how to harvest your garlic. Most garlic varieties should be ready to harvest in late spring or early summer. When the bulbs are nearly ready, the foliage will start to wilt and turn brown. At this point, stop watering and wait until there are only 4 to 6 leaves still looking green and healthy before harvesting. On a dry day, use a fork to gently lift the entire plant from the bed, shaking off any excess soil. You can place the whole plant on wire racks or hang them in branches, just so long as it's in a dry, cool, airy place. Leave them here for between 3 to 10 weeks to cure them slightly, and then you can move them into storage. Once this period is over, is when you braid suitable soft neck varieties together. Now that the garlic has been cured, snip off the roots from each bulb and trim the stem back to 2.5 centimetres. Be sure to discard any bulbs that are damaged, diseased, or otherwise below par. Store them in a cool, dry, airy room, leaving plenty of space between each bulb. Good examples of great ventilation for garlic are methods such as placing them on a wire rack or hanging them in mesh bags to ensure good air circulation. And here are some of the common problems that you may face while growing garlic. Despite it being an incredibly robust crop that shrugs off most issues, there are still a few common problems that you may come across. One of which is black aphids. They can breed on foliage, hindering growth as they feed on the sap. These can be removed by using a spray made of horticultural soap or Econeem. There are also some other organic recipes online that you can make yourself. Another pest that you may spot is onion thrip. These are tiny insect pests that are carried in on the wind. They harm the plant by both feeding and laying layers of eggs that interfere with photosynthesis. Wet weather in early spring can activate several fungal diseases already present in the soil. These can include things like downy mildew and fusarium root rot. If these problems strike, it's best to dig up and destroy the crop rather than letting the fungus become even more established. Crop rotation is an important way of preventing these diseases building up. A possible disappointment at harvest time is a bulb that forms just a single, large, round clove. This can be caused by planting seed cloves that are too small, by planting them too late, or by excessively hot or wet conditions while they're growing. These rounds can be eaten just like regular cloves or replanted in autumn when they should go on to grow into normal bulbs next harvest. Keep an eye open for these potential problems. Deal with them as soon as you can and you'll be rewarded with a crop of garlic you can enjoy immediately or store for year-round use. So now I'd like to move into some of the most common questions that we hear around growing garlic. Can garlic be grown in containers, and what considerations should be kept in mind when opting for container gardening? Garlic can definitely be grown in containers. To do this successfully, you must ensure that the containers have good drainage and that the plants receive sufficient sunlight. When growing garlic in containers, you may need to pay more attention to watering and fertilising, ensuring that the plants receive adequate nutrients and water. What are garlic scapes? Garlic scapes are the curly green shoots that emerge from the softneck variety garlic plant as it grows. These scapes are long, slender stems with a slight curl, and they typically appear above the garlic leaves. The scapes are part of the garlic's plant reproductive process, eventually leading to the formation of flowers and bulbs, small bulbs, if they're left unharvested. Garlic scapes are known for their mild garlic flavour and are considered a culinary delicacy. The scapes have a tender and crunchy texture, making them versatile in the kitchen. They can be used in a variety of dishes, including salads, stir-fries, soups, and even pesto. As mentioned previously, scapes are best harvested before they fully mature. This will encourage the energy of the plant to focus on bulb development and result in the plant growing larger garlic bulbs. So harvesting garlic scapes not only provides a flavorful addition to your meals, but it also helps your bulbs grow more robustly. It's a win-win. What's the difference between hardneck and softneck garlic? Hardneck garlic varieties generally produce scapes, flower heads, and bulbils. However, the group is divided into two further categories, strongly bolting and weakly bolting. Strongly bolting hardneck varieties will nearly always produce a scape early in the season. This scape will grow on to be tall, strong, and upright. Whereas weakly bolting hardneck varieties may not always produce a scape, and when they do, it often comes late in the growing season and remains floppy rather than strong. Other than this, both types of hardneck share similar properties. Both are more suited to cooler climates, tending to bolt too early in warmer winters, and both produce larger cloves that are easier to peel. However, they don't tend to store as well as softnecks, and most varieties have stems that dry very stiffly, making them unsuitable for braiding. Softneck garlic varieties are known as non-bolting, as they don't produce scapes and put most of their energy into growing the bulbs. This makes them the most commonly grown commercial types, and most garlic you see in the stores will be softneck. Softneck garlics feature softer and more pliable stems, making them suitable for braiding, and they also store really well. Potential drawbacks of the softneck varieties are that the individual cloves tend to be smaller, harder to peel, and a more mild flavour overall. Softneck varieties are more suited to warmer climates with low humidity and dry summers. What are the signs of fungal diseases in garlic? As mentioned previously, fungal diseases like downy mildew and fusarium root rot are more likely to manifest in wet spring conditions. Keep an eye out for their most common telltales, things like wilting and discoloration. And remember that if you do ID these diseases in your plants, promptly dig them up and remove them to prevent further spread. We are often asked what our most popular garlic variety is. And I'd have to say the winners of our most popular would be the Italian late garlic and the dynamite garlic. The Italian garlic is a softneck variety and is great for braiding. It produces large cloves with a strong, rich flavour and matures mid to late season. You'll get roughly 10 to 14 cloves per bulb in three layers with this variety, and it will store well for 6 to 8 months in the right conditions. The Italian garlic plants are broad with floppy leaves and are well adapted to a variety of climates. The dynamite garlic is a hardneck variety that produces cloves with a deep purple skin and has a hot chili flavour. This one's for those looking for a hardneck variety with an extra kick to its taste. Bulbs are small and rounded and the plants are medium height. They grow upright blue-green leaves and their scapes will grow in the shape of an upside-down letter U. This variety is adapted to climates with cool winters and hot, dry summers. And when it comes to the Australian red versus white garlic varieties, Australian red wins the popularity contest, but just by a smidge. Do you need to peel the individual cloves prior to planting them? The short answer is no, but let me explain why, especially if you have heard of folk peeling their garlic before planting. The term peeling in the context of garlic cloves usually refers to removing the outer papery layers of the bulb as a whole. This exposes the individual cloves, and once you have removed them, you do not need to remove the skin or peel of the cloves themselves. In fact, not only do you not have to, but you shouldn't, and here's why. Planting unpeeled cloves allows them to retain their protective layers. This is essential for proper growth. The papery skin protects the cloves from damage and helps initiate the sprouting and growing process. What are some of the best methods for preserving garlic? Beyond drying and storing your garlic the traditional way, there are other ways in which you can make the most of your harvest. For example, there's urban garlic infusions, dehydration, freezing, and even making things like the delicious fermented honey garlic, just to name a few. I'll go on and explain a little about each of these methods, But before I do, please note the importance of using clean, sterile equipment and storage vessels when undertaking any of these preserving techniques. Herbal infusion. To create this, you'll need to peel your garlic cloves and combine them with fresh herbs like rosemary or thyme. Infuse the mixture in an oil or vinegar, ensuring that the container is airtight and that all of the herbs and garlic are covered. Store the jar in a cool, dark cupboard. For how long is really up to you, but at least a few weeks is best. Be sure to give the jar a shake each day or whenever you remember to. Once complete, you can strain out the garlic and herbs and transfer the oil to a more suitable vessel. You can then store this in the fridge. This makes for a great salad dressing or cooking oil when the dish calls for some flavour. Dehydrating to make a garlic powder. Although you don't need a dehydrator to do this, it does come in handy if you have one. Firstly, you'll need to preheat your oven or dehydrator. If you are using a dehydrator, follow the recommended settings for your unit. But if using an oven, set the heat to as low as possible. That's usually around 50 to 60 degrees Celsius. Next, you'll need to prepare your garlic by peeling and separating the cloves from the bulb. Then slice the cloves thinly and uniformly. You'll then need to place the sliced cloves in a single layer on the dehydrator or oven tray. Ensure that the pieces are not touching or overlapping. This allows for proper airflow. If you're using a dehydrator, dehydrate the garlic slices at the preheated temperature for approximately 6 to 8 hours. Check for dryness by testing a slice. It should be brittle and break easily. And if you're using an oven, place the trays inside, but also prop the oven door open slightly. This will allow for moisture to escape and promote air circulation. Check on your garlic after a few hours and then every 30 to 60 minutes. You can turn the cloves or rotate the oven tray to encourage uniform drying. When the garlic is ready, it will be brittle and break easily. And keep in mind that drying times will vary based on the thickness of the slices and your oven's temperature. You'll then need to allow the dried garlic to cool completely on the baking sheet before grinding it into a powder via your preferred method. You can do this with a spice grinder or a mortar and pestle. This is a great addition to having in the cupboard for an alternative to using fresh garlic and adding flavour to your foods. If you're looking for something a little quicker and easier though, you could freeze some of your garlic. First, peel and finely chop or mince your garlic. Portion the chopped garlic into ice cube trays or spread it on a baking sheet for individual portions. Once frozen, transfer to a labelled freezer bag. Keep the frozen garlic cubes or minced garlic in the freezer for long-term storage and use directly in cooking as needed. And here's for something a little different. If you're looking to make something with immune-boosting properties, try honey garlic. You'll need a sterilized wide-neck glass jar with an airtight seal, enough garlic cloves to fill that jar to between a half to two-thirds full, and raw, unpasteurized honey to cover the cloves. Firstly, peel your garlic cloves. Now, although this can be time-consuming, especially if you're making a large batch, there's no need to aim for chef-like precision. In fact, slightly crushing or damaging the cloves as you peel them is a good thing, because that will release more of the garlic juices that kick off the fermentation reaction. Once this is done, put the cloves into the jar and shake gently to help them settle. Pour over enough honey to completely cover the cloves, but don't worry if they rise to the surface. Next, seal the jar and turn it upside down to make sure all the cloves are covered again. Place it on a plate in case of leakage and move to a cool, dark place to ferment. It's a good idea to turn the jar the other way up each day to ensure that the cloves stay covered. Within a week, small bubbles should start to appear in the honey, a sign that fermentation is underway. From this point onward, every time you turn the jar up, also open the lid a little to burp out the gases and release the pressure. Now this mixture can be left fermenting for anything from 2 weeks to a month, turning runnier and more deeply flavoured the longer you leave it. Once the honey has fermented to your liking, you can move the jar to the fridge, which will slow the process down dramatically. From this stage, the honey garlic will store happily for a year or more, although it will grow darker over time and the cloves may take on a greenish or bluish hue. If you don't use it often, burp it open every now and then to release any pressure caused by residual fermentation. Can I reuse garlic cloves from my harvest for planting in the next season? Yes, you can reuse your cloves for planting next season. To give them the best chance for an abundant harvest, ensure the cloves are healthy, disease-free, and of adequate size. Remember, the bigger the better when it comes to choosing cloves to plant. This will help ensure that your gardening efforts are rewarded come harvest time. If you have any questions or would like to discuss this topic or any other garden-related topic, then please connect with us and many other garden enthusiasts in our group on Facebook, the Seed Collection Community. You've been listening to How I Grow, produced by the Seed Collection in Melbourne, Australia. It is our aim to make gardening more accessible to more people, and this podcast is one of the many ways we're doing that. If you don't already know who we are, jump online and visit www.theseedcollection.com.au. You'll find a treasure trove of gardening information, as well as a huge range of seeds and garden supplies and accessories. That address again is www.theseedcollection.com.au. Thanks for listening.